It's another way to squeeze Russia's leader financially. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. is helping Europe depend less on Russian energy.
He's used the profits to drive his war machine.
President Biden this morning in Brussels.
Russia supplies 40% of the EU's gas needs and more than a quarter of its oil imports. And right now, U.S. LNG production is near capacity, and building more terminals on either side of the Atlantic is going to take some time. So the U.S. is basically going to divert some of the LNG that would have gone to Asian buyers out to Europe.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Warsaw, Poland. President Biden will soon arrive there, that country housing a majority of the 3.7 million Ukrainians who fled Russia's invasion. In Mariupol, Ukraine, decimated by Russian shelling, an update on the theater-turned-shelter that was bombed.
We now have from an independent journalist who's being quoted by the city council down in Mariupol, word that 300 people were in fact killed in that strike. The theater was marked in front and back that there were children present, and it was indeed being used as a bomb shelter. There were some survivors down at the bottom.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. Four Russians have been indicted, though they are not here and they are not arrested. Fox's Jared Halpern's on the case live.
A pair of unsealed indictments charges four Russian nationals who worked for the Russian government of conducting and supporting cyber attacks between 2012 and 2018. The Justice Department says those hacking campaigns targeted thousands of computers at hundreds of companies in more than 130 countries. One indictment accuses an employee of a Russian Ministry of Defense Research Institute of damage to critical infrastructure outside the U.S. and an attempted hack of a similar infrastructure entity in the U.S. Administration officials have warned of stepped-up cyber attacks from Russian actors in response to sanctions imposed after the invasion of Ukraine. Dave.
Jared, a congressman's been convicted. Jeff Fortenberry from Nebraska, a Republican, found guilty of taking an illegal foreign campaign contribution. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea is proud of its latest missile test, the 12th one this year amid a nuclear and sanctions standoff with the U.S. It was the biggest long-range missile North Korea's fired.
North Korean state-run news says Kim Jong-un directly guided the launch of a missile that flew about 681 miles at a maximum altitude of roughly 3,900 miles. The U.S. requesting the U.N. Security Council hold an open meeting Friday to discuss the launch, U.N. Secretary General spokesman Stephane Dujarric.
This is another breach of the DPRK's announced moratorium from 2018 on launches of this nature and a clear violation of Security Council resolutions.
Kim suspended long-range missile and nuclear tests ahead of his first meeting with then-President Trump. Negotiations fell apart when their second meeting abruptly ended. President Biden has been unable to restart talks. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Teachers will put down the picket signs and get back into classrooms Monday in Minneapolis, working out a tentative agreement early today to end a strike that has lasted more than 2 weeks in Minneapolis. A controversial NFL quarterback could face some tough questions today about the off-field issues Deshaun Watson still faces after being traded to a new team.
Deshaun Watson has been mired in legal drama for over a year now, despite being cleared of criminal charges by two separate Texas grand juries. The Pro Bowl quarterback is still facing 22 civil lawsuits by women accusing him of sexual assault and misconduct, as well as punishment from the NFL for violation of the league's personal conduct policy. However, Watson was still able to waive his no-trade clause last Friday and be swapped by the Houston Texans to the Cleveland Browns for multiple draft picks, then signing a record fully guaranteed five-year $230 million contract. With plenty of questions about off-the-field issues and the future of the Browns, Watson will take questions from reporters later today. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
It's down to a dozen teams in the NCAA men's college basketball tournament. Houston and Arkansas among them after they knocked out out two number one seeds, Arizona and Gonzaga. Duke also advanced, topping Texas Tech. Villanova beat Michigan. There are four more games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.